Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week we're talking about the power of desire without attachment. So I've been listening to the audio book of the classic Think and Grow Rich, which I've heard about for many, many years and have never actually read or listened to. And just the other day, I was running, listening to it on my iPhone, and I had a breakthrough in regards to desire. Now, desire is something, of course, we all know a lot about desire, wanting. We've all experienced it. I've experienced a lot of desire. I continue to experience a lot of desire in my life. But I've actually been kind of confused about the importance or the power of desire or wanting as it relates to life and growth and peace and, you know, manifesting what I want. I remember learning years ago about the importance of desire, and as well as expectation and imagination being the three main raw materials, so to speak, that we use to create our life and our reality. And at the same time, I've heard and read and been taught many things as it relates to being grateful and not wanting for anything, being at peace and appreciative for that which we have, that when we want and don't get, we end up suffering, which I've definitely experienced. So it almost seems as though there's been mixed messages, at least that I've received, and how that's translated into my own life and my own growth is that I oftentimes don't allow myself to want. And in the last few years of my own life and my own teaching, I've taught and talked to people and coached people and written about the importance of the law of attraction. What we focus on, we manifest. Wherever our thoughts go, that's where our life goes, and things show up or don't based on what we're wanting or what we're focusing on. And while that's absolutely true, what I realized is the issue isn't with desiring or not in terms of the challenge with it, at least for me, it's with the attachment. And as I was listening to this chapter in Think and Grow Rich, all of a sudden I realized, oh my goodness, I have completely dampened my desires based on my fear of things not turning out the way I want them to. And my judgments of people who walk around talking all about the law of attraction, I'm going to make a gazillion dollars, I'm going to have what I want, I'm going to manifest this next week, has been, well, that's unrealistic, well, that's materialistic, well, that's superficial, well, it doesn't work like that. You really have to work hard, you have to be consistent, you have to really put in your time, and or whatever it is. Now, those are all just judgments that I may have of people or things, but the deeper judgment is that I don't really know how to do that. And there's some sadness and there's some disappointment for things that I've wanted, focused on, desired, that haven't come to fruition. And therefore, instead of take responsibility for that or really look at what that's about in my own life, it's much easier to say, well, that philosophy doesn't really make sense and it's not really true. But what I can see and what I think is so beautiful and powerful is that we can absolutely, passionately want whatever we want and simultaneously not be attached to that. And that's how both gratitude, complete and total and utter gratitude and appreciation for ourselves, for our lives, exactly as they are right now, all the light, all the dark, with nothing changed, we can be at peace and enjoy and happiness about it authentically. And at the same time, want anything and everything we want. Because as long as we're not attached to it, as long as we don't hold our breath and think, I'll only be happy when, fill in the blank, meet the right person, make enough money, lose the weight, have some sense of peace that I don't have now, whatever it is, have the kind of work that really fulfills me. And what if we wanted all those things, quote unquote things, or experiences or feelings, and we weren't attached to them? Now, that's a lot easier said than done, I know for me, but what if we did? And the power of desire that we've all heard about and learned about, and it's not the end game, it's not the only thing that makes things happen, but it's a very important piece of the puzzle, that our desire, our passionate desire, is what instigates manifestation at any level. And if you think about it, everything that you have in your life, everything you've ever achieved or experienced, started with some desire, consciously or unconsciously. That's how it happens. But because so many of us, myself included, have been disappointed, have been let down, have had dreams and goals and things that didn't turn out, we then often decide, well, that doesn't work. or it's ridiculous, or I just need to be realistic, or whatever the case may be. And we throw away our dreams, we throw away our passions, we throw away our desires, waiting until the evidence of life is consistent with that. But if we wait for that, in many cases, particularly in some of the most important aspects of our lives, it'll never show up. Because if it's something new, it's something extraordinary, it's something that seems at some level impossible, we have no evidence for it. And you know, there's so many examples in history of people who've created and manifested, and more importantly, experienced remarkable things, miraculous things. There was no evidence for those things to exist. And people laughed at them and said, you're crazy and it'll never happen and what are you talking about? And of course, in hindsight, they don't look crazy. They look like geniuses. But what are we willing to risk, so to speak? What are we willing to put at stake for our desires? And the thing about it is, we spend and waste, or I'll just speak for myself, I spend and waste so much time trying to hedge my bets, trying to make sure in case it doesn't turn out, I won't be completely disappointed or heartbroken. But I was speaking recently to a group and sharing a bit of my story, which if you've read either of my books or heard me speak before, you've heard me talk about the end of my baseball career when I hurt my arm when I was 23 in my third season with the Kansas City Royals, still in the minor leagues, not having fulfilled my dream of making it to the major leagues yet. And I realized this in sharing the story in a little bit of a different way recently when I was talking about it, that there was a part of me in all those years, as passionate as I was about baseball, as much as I went for it and left it all on the field, and I was that kind of player, there was still a part of me that held back just a little bit, both in terms of how much I gave to it, but also how much I admitted I really, really, really wanted to make it to the major leagues. Because I was afraid at some level, if it didn't happen, I would be devastated. And you know what? I didn't make it. And you know what else? I was devastated. But I got over it. And when I say I got over it, by the way, it doesn't mean it never pops up in a dream, in a thought, in an instant, even at this point, 13 years later, that I don't sometimes miss or wish or want to have a chance to be back out on the mound playing baseball. That's part of life. That's part of growth. So what if we weren't so attached? Do I have to get married? I have to have that house. I have to make this money. I have to fulfill this goal. I have to, whatever. Even if we're talking about something life and death, dealing with an illness, dealing with something very, very serious, at some level, at the most existential level, it's not going to all turn out in the end. We're all going to die. I mean, as simple and silly and odd as that may sound, we know that. So holding our breath, hoping that it never turns out bad, we never end up dying, well, too bad. That's what's going to happen. So from that perspective, what if we could let go of our attachment to the outcome in a genuine way? I've said that for years. I don't know that I've ever really gotten it. I'm not sure I even really get it right now, but I'm starting to get it. And this insight that I had in listening to Think and Grow Rich is really exciting me. Because if we let go of our attachment, if we're not waiting for and hoping for and holding our breath and gripping really tight so that it turns out, so that we can be happy, so that life will be, as we all know, that never works anyway. All the things we thought we had to have in order to be happy that we now have, we realize those things, as great as they may be, don't in and of themselves make us happy. Only we can do that. And how we can have some freedom, some joy, some passion in our creation process in our life, material creation, as well as, and more importantly, emotional creation. How do you want to feel? What do you want life to be like? What do you want your experience to be like? That's where we can use our desire in a beautiful way to want passionately those experiences and even those material possessions or external successes. Absolutely. But not be attached to that we have to have them in order to be okay. Because here's the evidence, as I've said before. You don't have to have anything you don't currently have because you don't and you're okay right now. Even though your life's not perfect and neither is mine and nobody's is, you're fine just the way you are and so am I without whatever it is you think you have to be happy. So that's the evidence. And if we want to create, experience, manifest, witness, enjoy whatever it is we think would be wonderful in life, one of the most powerful ways we can do that is to want it with passion, with deep intensity, but without any attachment. Now, this takes some practice, absolutely. So how do we do it? Well, I'm not sure. I'm just having this insight and awareness initially myself in a new way and sharing it here. But a couple ideas that I have about what we can do, first and foremost, is to just notice, where do we hold back in our desires? Where do we hold back our passion for what we want? Look in your life right now. Where is it you notice, wow, I really do want certain things or have desires for certain things or experiences, but I don't think those are possible, or I'd be embarrassed to say those out loud, or I've never been able to make that happen or experience that in my life up to this point, so I don't think I can do that. Whatever it is, just notice your own level of resignation in certain aspects of your life and just have some compassion, but some awareness for it. The second thing is start to allow yourself, if you will, to have some more desire, to have some more wants, some dreams, some aspirations. Again, and not that you've never done this. I've done this so many times. Brainstorm lists and what do I want and what would be great and magic wand. No, but go a little deeper and at the same time, let go of any sense of how it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, what would people think? Because I notice what stops me is that I have judgments for some of my desires. Oh, that's superficial. Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, what if people knew that one? Or, oh, that'll never happen, or whatever it is. But those judgments simply get in the way. So allow yourself to want freely. And the third piece is, and this is the big one, is to start to inquire into what would it look like, what would it feel like, what would it be like to have those desires without being attached to them. Meaning, it doesn't matter whether they happen or not. Not that you're not interested in them happening, but that they're not a stress-inducing, oh my gosh, if this doesn't happen, my life won't turn out, I'll never feel good about myself. Because that's just not true. But we live like that. And most of us, myself included, don't have experience, if you will, of what it's like to want without attachment. So start asking questions within yourself and of other people about that. There are people who actually have this ability and have worked on this ability. So we can learn from them. And we can also just practice ourselves and see what that feels like. It may be a new concept or a new experience. It may not be. But the more we practice wanting without attachment, the more power we have in our ability to manifest and create not only the things, but the experiences we really want in life. So have some fun with this. I definitely am, as you can probably tell and hear in my voice. And reach out for support from the people around you. What a great conversation and inquiry for us all to be in. How we can really tap into the passion of our desires without attachment, but know that that desire is one of the key ingredients in us manifesting a life that we really love. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.